that. No lunch. But I've got lunch plans. Do I have gas? Let's see here. No. All right. That settles it. We're going to the gas station. I'm going to need to get some kind of food thing at the gas station, I just realized. It's a real lack of food thing going on. Alright, what should I get? I'm going to get some kind of bar thing. Energy bar, protein bar, food replacement device. They've got... hot food to a certain extent. There was like a breakfast taquito that's kind of a scam. It's like a, some kind of bacon biscuit thing that honestly, if I'm gonna get that, I might as well go across the street to the McDonald's and just get a McGriddles, because that's probably actually fewer calorie, like slightly better for you than the fucking breakfast sandwich from the gas station. As well as just a better piece of food. Alright, I don't feel like going through a drive-thru. I don't think that's the thing to do. Considering I do have to stop for gas, that's stopping, then stopping. And that just takes too much time. I'm already getting on the road a little late. So... I'm gonna go to the gas station and see what I can do. Man, summer is so over that the auto air on my car here, the temperature, it is putting out heat. I had it set to 72. Which last night was a good, you know, air conditioning, keep it cool kind of temperature. And now here in the morning, it's spitting out heat. That really sucks. Theoretically, I guess I could drive to work and then stop on my way home for gas. This person doesn't know how to stop at a stop sign. This person in front of me in this fucking Fiat just rolls... like, they're basically their back tires are on the line that you're supposed to be stopping at. Every time, past three stop signs... I'm pumped with gas.
I've made a terrible mistake.
sausage, egg, and cheese on a croissant. From the gas station. I just wanted hot food. I just needed hot food. And this thing is usually, it's bad eating in a car, is actually my main problem. All right. All of the insides of this thing have slipped out of it after the first bite. So this is going fucking great. Shit. I should have got a napkin. This cheese is just getting everywhere. Oh, this is... cheese stuck to my lip. It's a good look. This is, well, Kleenex in the back here. That's going to really come in handy right about now. Okay. That was a bad food. That's what that was. You can tell it was bad because I had to eat it before I started the car. Well, no, there's a lot of good food that you wouldn't be able to eat while driving a car, but you know what I mean. What the fuck is the cable to plug my phone into? Come on. There it is. Okay, pull it up, pull it through, plug it in. The fact that I get down to 70% charge before I even left the house. Oh, right, a new phone is coming out in about a month. So, naturally, my battery life has gone to shit. Embrace the big phones. I'm gonna get a big phone! That's my plan, is when new phones come out, I'm going to get the bigger one. Top Slam eats a lot. Well, yeah, I mean, this fucking limited edition Bray Wyatt Heatwave card is worth 30% battery every time I look at it. I've got to look and see how many people are trying to trade for my low rarity white backgrounded Alundra Blaze card. Because every time I load it up, more people want that Alundra Blaze card, but it's the only one I have, so I'm not going to trade it away. I've got a complete set of the white cards. Not me. That thing's a fucking abomination. That thing is a hellish shitscape. When you look at the prices, their prices for a pack of cards, is it top trumps at all? No, there's no game involved at all. There's zero game involved in this thing. It is just collect the cards and a network of people, like light... light interaction between users to trade cards. And it just sucks. And I keep it installed, and it's just, like, every time I look at it, I go, like, ugh, this is the worst. Well, you know, I got a Topps Heritage, American Dream Dusty Roads opening packs this morning, so, you know. The dude that handles a lot of business stuff for us installed it as well, and we've been talking about it a lot lately, because he's been looking at it and going, because, like, you can take surveys to get coins to buy packs, or you can spend money, and, like, the rate of, like, dollars to coins to packs is insane. There's stuff on there that if you were just like, well, I need to buy 800,000 coins, that's like $100 for 30 fake fucking cards. Are there Nakamura cards? There are like fucking 9 Nakamura cards. I got one that seems to be relatively rare-ish. Anyway, so he's been going through the surveys and watching all that stuff and just looking at it. And since I'm running Ibeta, for whatever reason, doesn't work with whatever they use to handle their surveys and watch video to get coins and stuff, so... my options would be use the coins they give you every day or put money into it. And I am not going to fucking put money into this thing. When I had this feeling of like, well, I like the looks of these cards. These Topps Heritage cards are cool because they look like old baseball cards. And I like old baseball cards. What if I got those and then maybe it was the Undertaker instead of Jack Clark? When asked for an early to mid-80s baseball player, who does he come with? Jack Clark. That's who I came up with. Then, so there was a moment there that I was like, well, maybe I would put a little money into it and buy some packs. So instead, I went to Target and I bought actual packs of wrestling cards, which are a better value than the fake ones! All these cards that look like, I think it's like Tops, like 1985 Tops. So I bought 5 packs of those for like $20 or something like that. I was like, yeah, man, we get some cool. I've only opened one of them so far. I'm kind of saving them, I guess. They're nice looking cards. I forget what was in the pack I opened. I don't know. But due to work, like, filled out enough fake surveys to get, like, the super expensive pack. And he got, like, an autograph card. So, like, consider that then, that they pack in special limited autograph cards in some of their packs, but they're digital cards. It's not a real, it's not even a real fucking autograph. Maybe it's not even a real autograph on the fucking real cards. Maybe they just stamp it on there, too. I don't actually know. Me and my dad pulled an autographed Hank Aaron card out of a pack of Upper Deck in the 90s. Like, 94 they did that, 95, I forget what it was. There was only, like, what, like 777? It was, like, some real low number of those that they made. So that was kind of cool. Like, wow, hey, that's... That's actually rare. I mean, you know, it's created rarity. It's forced scarcity. It's all that sort of stuff. But also, all that stuff worth nothing now. We've got boxes and boxes and boxes and boxes of baseball cards. Binders and binders full of them. And apparently all that shit is completely worthless now. I guess my mom ran into the guy that my dad used to buy baseball cards from. and was like, hey, we've got all these baseball cards. They're worth it. He's like, oh, fuck no. No, absolutely not. I hatched a miniature scheme last night that I very quickly was rebuffed and not able to carry it out. Where I was going to install WWE Slam onto BlueStacks, which is an Android emulator that runs on Windows. You could actually play Pokemon Go on a PC with it. And they've hacked in weird stuff to make, like, you could fake the GPS so that it looks like you're actually moving. And shit like that. And so I thought, well, wait a minute, what if I installed WWE Slam onto BlueStacks? I imagine it's all server-side stuff, but what if I used Cheat Engine to give myself a zillion coins? But WWE Slam just crashes when I try to launch it on BlueStacks, so I was brutally rebuffed. Also, I suppose you could just create a zillion different accounts and use all the free coins you get to buy. Well, I guess you would only be able to get, like, the relatively basic packs of cards, but you could really go places in that if you really wanted to. You could do things. Is there a cheat engine on the Android? You could run it on PC and theoretically point it at at BlueStacks, I would think. You can do that with emulators. Like, do cheats for your Nintendo games by attaching Cheat Engine to the emulator while it's running the game. That's also, hey, if you are in a position where you're thinking, hey, I'm going to spend real money on upgrade points for the single player of Deus Ex, I got two things to say to you about that. One, fucking don't. There's no need. You get plenty of points to spend as a result of just playing the normal game. If you needed more, you could theoretically play Deus Ex Go, or you get some out of the Breach mode, which I don't recommend playing either. Or, you know, you could use Cheat Engine and just have them all. That stuff was not available when I was reviewing the game. You could tell that the Breach mode would have some kind of premium currency type thing, and sure enough it does, but there was no indication that they would be selling stuff for single player, and that's ridiculous. Like, you just don't need that shit. Like, they're selling credits. Like, oh, I need to buy more ammo. Like, you'd have to be a fucking idiot to be in a position where you're like, oh, I need those credits. I can't see any other way to get them. You'd have to be out of your goddamn mind. And even if you did get all the way down that rabbit hole where suddenly you're like, I need this stuff. Cheat Engine's your friend. Cheat Engine has your back. Cheat Engine will sit you up. Begrudge them for selling that stuff anymore. You know, we're so far past it. I feel like the last one I was able to, like, to actually have genuine, honest feelings about was when they were selling easy fatalities for Mortal Kombat. Because that was just like, you know, hey, times have changed, and this thing that used to be super secret and, you know, spoken about in whispers at arcades was now just a thing you could buy, and there you go. And that just bummed me out on a very personal level. Because of what fatalities used to be like. Because of how that stuff used to be. But, like, I don't know, you know, the cosmetics and time saver stuff, like, you know, it's the world we live in. And I think the only legitimate complaints that I would listen to are ones of, hey, they have balanced the game in such a way that they are expecting you to crack and spend money on this stuff, which Deus Ex is 1,000% not that game. You get way more than you need playing that game. So I think that's where I think people need to be watchful and mindful of how that stuff goes. Is once you feel like the games themselves are being compromised for the business model, like that's a problem. But I want to say a couple of the packs they're selling actually include extra augmentations that are not in the main game, which is also crazy. I saw one. It was like I think it was called the Micro Assembler Augment that would make it so you, it was basically like it would lower the crafting costs. Which I, you know, that one would actually be semi-useful. I don't know, I didn't upgrade most of the weapons through the game. You can upgrade, like, damage 3 times per weapon, and rate of fire and stuff like that, but you kind of, that stuff didn't feel like it was a huge boost to how I was already playing the game. So, I don't know, that one didn't necessarily seem like the sort of thing that would cause problems. But that stuff was not available when I played the game, so I don't know. I didn't have that shit. I don't want that shit. Destiny. Is that still a game? The Destiny still exists, right? And I haven't thought about Destiny in a very long time. I wish I was able to get back into The Division. I tried playing it after the first DLC came to PS4, because that's where my high-level character was. And that stuff seemed kind of cool, but not necessarily cool enough to make me want to dig into it for hours and hours and make friends with people who also want to do that, and you know, and all that stuff. Still, yes, there are still, like, two, I believe they've only put out the first DLC for The Division. The second one may have come to Xbox and PC, I'm not actually sure, but I don't think it has. There all this traffic. It's 9:30. You people should all be where you're going by now. Man. Delaying DLC to work on fixing existing issues. Huh. Yeah, alright. I don't know what the existing issues actually would be with that game. I know... I think the Dark Zone eventually turned into a total shit show with... cheating and the way they balance stuff and a lot of stuff kind of every time I look at their patch notes it's about them changing the way that gear is distributed and the way crafting works and I just look at it and my eyes have like because I didn't play it after the first change now that they're on like the third change or whatever it's just like it doesn't make any sense anymore. I was like, alright, I don't even know what that means anymore. And that's a game I bought and very much enjoyed at the time. And now I'm just like, I don't even understand, like, the language you're using has changed to an extent that I'm just like, okay. You've changed this thing that I never really had a problem with, so I guess, you know, there's probably something that the people that stuck with it eventually ran out of shit to do, and you're trying to... add some shit for that high-end gear. High-end gear only works if you've got enough content to exploit that gear. If you have to do the end game thing to get the high-end gear and then there's nothing to go use that high-end gear on until they roll out a new thing that comes with new high-end end game gear, then what's the fucking point? And I guess they would say, hey, that's why the Dark Zone is there. You take that gear in and do that. But I don't want to... I don't want to do that. Just like Destiny would say, like, oh, well, you take it into the multiplayer. Like, the fuck I do? Fucking multiplayer. Yeah, I'm going to go play competitive multiplayer Destiny. That's a good time. Division would have been just as good if not better, as a closed-off single-player with optional co-op experience. They're always connected stuff, just it doesn't need to be that way. It's costing them money to run those servers. Like, the best parts of The Division, for me, were playing through the content and experiencing something resembling a story. Like, I would like to see more of that. Like, oh, we have added more missions to this game as you continue the hunt for some rogue Division agents or whatever the fuck happened at the end of The Division. That's a fun one. I've plugged my phone into charge, but the charge seems to be going down. It's the opposite of what is. And my phone is hot. Got a hot phone. Beta firmware, folks. It's a good time. Actually, it has been a fine time, but I've turned my phone off, and now I'm going to turn it back on. That's a, oh, maybe that's a playlist download thing. It said, Really Dough is not able to be purchased at this time. Like, okay, I didn't try to purchase, is that an app? Ante Up, Robin Hood's Theory, and one other item could not be downloaded at this time. There's a Baron Corbin insert now available. Great. All these great notifications. Maybe that's what it was. Maybe my phone's going crazy because I was trying to download all of one of my playlists. Perhaps Apple Music is the culprit here. Well, we'll just let that sit there and turn on the radio and see.
That's true, but I'm not sure that lack of a conviction automatically equates to innocence. We have seen
but it's kind of, it does in law.
Well, no, it doesn't. It means that the charges were not proven beyond a reasonable doubt. I practiced law for 20 years.
Yeah, but they're not guilty of a crime. I'm just saying that it's all very well for us to say that, well, they might be, they might not be, but the court has said not enough evidence, overturned, therefore they walk. I merely make this point because I wonder how much people are going to go, well, they might have done, they may not have done, I'm going to go see the film despite that, or I'm not going to see the film because of it.
Well, and I think that's absolutely fine. As I said in my...
Throwback rap station on satellite radio plays this song more than I played this song when it was current. Which is no small number of times, let me tell you. Go watch Bulwark. You still see her around there? Like what? Like drop, like getting gas, like hanging out, or playing show? She's still pursuing a career in the entertainment business.
And you don't stop, yo. My eyes are sore, being a senator behind closed doors, taking truth to the sea floor. The rich don't know, ignore the tug of war. While the kids are poor, hoping no one better trust for. So I became hardcore, couldn't take it no more. I'm gonna reveal everything, change the law. I find myself walking the streets, trying to find what's really going on.
The same, when the chief will wait, it's when the cats win a play. I told you, let's run pool like cash and slay. Stretch my hand, make you do a pot of parade. Kick your balls like Pele, make them do a ballet. Peak like Dante, broader than Broadway. Get applause like a matador, cry yelling ole. Who the hell want to save me from PK to Callie?
Come on,
in a common place, showcase your finest and lose a pass in the horse race. Fades can be made out like all days. Do your own money, let me put on my screw face.
And I'm paranoid at the things I say, wondering what's the penalty from day to day. I'm hanging out partying with girls that never die. The CEO's picking on the small fries, my campaign telling lies. I was just spreading my love, didn't know my love. Was the one holding the gun in the club. But that's all good, as long as understood. That's all together now in the hood.
Yeah.
battery's still draining. It's down to 53% now. Put it in airplane mode, see what that does. See if it is just that it's trying to do a bunch of weird shit. See if that charges the phone back up. We're running fun experiments while we listen to Poor Righteous Teachers.
Support. She manifests the point. Rock this funky joint. storytelling. Pony jams, posse cut. This is your source for classic hip hop. I am Eric Sermon, the Green Knight Bender from EPMD. Backspin on Sirius XM. Holla.
Street Science, you're on the air. What do you feel when you hear a record like Tupac's new one? Right, but don't you feel like that creates tension between East and West? He's talking about killing people. I had sex with your wife, and not in those words. But he's talking about, I want to see you deceased.
To live and die in LA, where every day we try to fatten our pockets. Us niggas hustle for the cash, so it's hard to not. Everybody got their own thing coming, see, chasing worldwide through the hard times, worrying faces. Shed tears as.
Yeah, sure enough, as soon as I put it in airplane mode, it started gaining charge again. That concludes our experiment. Thanks everyone for participating. You're part of the control group where your phone were behaving normally, I assume. This is not a radio edit station. You can play the real version of the song if you wanted to. What's the phone line for Vocal look like? Is there a new Vocal tank top for the fall that I can get into? See it on the runway and see it fashion week.
Subscribe friends and family. It will also be got him, I'm not famous, no. It don't matter what my name is, I don't got one, I'm not famous, no. And I don't hate it, no. You never heard of me, well, what I do and say, that's my favorite thing, that I'm not famous, no. Up on an LA street, nobody judges me, cause I'm not famous, no. Pop, paparazzi, get that in all time, oh. Pop, paparazzi, they don't care where I go. Where my haters, where my haters, I don't got them, I'm not famous, no.
Wanted us to think outside the bun, and Prezi Clinton did and did not have sexual relations with that woman. Back in the day, we play countdown. All goes up and down, literally. Saturday morning, 9 Eastern, 6 Pacific, only here on Sirius XM, 90s on 9.
Fun. Oh. Oh. Hits from the 90s. Why didn't you say so? Titanfall updated, huh? Hmm. I'll be able to get back on since I redeemed a code to play it instead of just downloading it. I would like to play some more of that.
Now the reason you're here as a man and woman is...
The changes, like, hearing their explanations about the stuff for Titanfall, I continue to be hopeful. I don't know. I enjoyed it last weekend. I kind of see where people are coming from. And it seems like that they are aware of that stuff, I guess. So, I don't know. See how it comes out. Speed out than Ananda Stug. No, I believe that they have increased momentum when you're chaining wall runs and stuff so that movement speed's a little faster. And then they sped up the Titans, or they sped up the dash recharge or something like that. I read over their list of changes like yesterday or day before or something, and here in this tunnel, so I got this Rockstar Pure Zero punched. And that's pretty okay. Cycles in the tunnel, showing off. We're nearing the edge of the tunnel. We're getting there. It's thinking about maybe reconnecting to the bird. Get some music going. Coming off the bird. Real woke up one morning and said, what if Paul Revere was about weed?
Pushing to the north, and now we have more lightning strikes firing off across Missouri. So we're going to keep watching that. You know the...
I wish there was more thunder and lightning out here. That stuff seems cool.
Maya can knock out Condit.
From sleeping at your parents, now to solo shows and parents.
T.I.'s crib was just that, a crib. Backspin, baby.
the rage. Money with the dollar in the stock exchange. You make money on your 9 to 5 to earn your living, so you survive. It takes money to pay your rent and to eat. Without money, you're hungry on the street. It takes money, money, cash, money, money, until the bill. So you steal some money, you go to jail.
This bus is blocking this intersection. Okay,
all right. It's weird to think that this song was actually, like, pretty popular.
Situations, not speculations, but verbal illustrations of how I feel. I guess it announces kind of all over the place. And the lyrics sound like they were recorded in a fucking echo chamber into a broken fucking tape recorder. And then chopped up to fit whatever fucking dance beats they wanted. You're right, this version is not the hit version. But you know what I mean. This is the version they decide to play on the throwback rap station because it's a little more of a rap song than the other thing. But not that much. I mean, they're not that different. I guess there was a little more singing in the other one. Kind of hectic. No boy without substance or content. You need to show your speed, stop the nonsense. These are the words of a rising sun, surprising sun. Who would have just another hunger? I'll take a page. It's my new YouTube channel. Sign up for it. We're on Patreon. Kind of hectic. Alright, look, I'm driving through the alley here past the construction site, and I don't know what the fuck happened, but there are like 20 more people than there normally are in orange vests and stuff, and they've all got like long arms you use to pick up trash, and like bags with like radioactive symbols that they're picking up things and putting into those bags. So I don't know what the fuck they're building over here, but I gotta go. All right, well, that's probably fine. It's just a biohazard. All right, see you later.